Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This
is an Intel Studios production.
Three, two, one, go.
How are you?
I'm very good.
You all right?
Yes.
You look very fresh face today.
I'm really happy to see you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I mean, I literally was going to go and just wait for you outside the train station.
That would have been rather romantic.
But it was raining, so I chose to run towards you as you were walking down the road instead.
I mean, you could have gone, you're all wet, and then you could have gone,
I hadn't noticed.
Is it raining? I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, we could have recreated the greatest rom-com of all time.
What is it?
I think it's pretty close. It's a very good
rom-com. I thought you thought... When Harry Met Sally.
Along Came Sally.
Along Came Polly.
When Harry Met Sally is my all-time favourite rom-com, but Four Weddings and a Funeral is not...
Is number two?
Yeah, I would say so. It's maybe even a tie. I don't know. No.
Really?
When Harry Met Sally's still the
best. Okay.
But yeah, some classic lines there, isn't there, that you can't escape. I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy.
That's Notting Hill.
It is, but I was just meaning like Rich Curtis the rom-com written those memorable lines. You know. Would you consider not marrying me? I think he says.
Yes.
And then said, and he says something like, he has to say, do you? And then she says, I do.
Oh.
So it's a slightly clunky way around it, because you probably wouldn't have done that in real life. He'd say, would you not marry me? And she would have said, no, I won't. And then bingo. But to get the word I do required a quite rephrasing of all that.
Andy McDowell was massive for a while, wasn't she? She sort of just disappeared.
Groundhog Day was brilliant in that. And then she was in, a series of films. But is her daughter not a really good actress now? And was the really kind of sexy girl in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. And do you know that her dad is a guy called Paul Qualley?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
And Paul Qualley was a model at Model Swan when I was a booker.
Oh, really?
And then he married Andy McDowell. And it was all going off.
Right. Are they still married?
I'm going to Google that.
You can Google that. Google it. Welcome, everybody, to Making the Cuts. Very nice to be back. I hope you're enjoying this season 4. We did our first episode last week, and I think it's got adverts on it. You said you've listened to it with adverts on it.
I mean, amazing.
Do we sound like a proper podcast now? Yeah. We've got adverts?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope...
Very exciting.
I hope the adverts aren't, bothering anybody.
I'm typing in the background.
It's very nice for us to get a sponsor, so that's good. Yes, it's like watching an episode of 9 to 5. Ding, 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 ching, ding,
look
ding,
how
ding.
Handsome Paul Qualley was.
Oh wow, yeah.
He was a really good looking guy.
Hollywood superstar Andy McDowell. Paul is posing as a model for Gap.
Oh, they divorced in 1999.
Ah, god damn it.
That's sad.
Yeah, he's very handsome. You can go and look him up, people, see what you think. Paul Qualley. Yeah, he's got a great
I'm quite pleased that
jaw.
I remembered him.
It's all about the jawbone, isn't it, with a bloke. You got a good square jaw, you get away with the handsome thing.
Mm.
I'm constantly trying to craft one around the gym.
There she is.
Yeah. That's her from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It was a good film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It was too long.
I thought she stole the show.
Oh, yeah, she was
magic
in it.
She really was.
Yeah.
Naughty.
Yes. And nice.
And nice.
Is that right to say that? All of a sudden feeling a bit weird. First of all, I do want to say a big thank you to everybody who sent me messages this week.
Yes.
For scales that I should buy. Because we've had an enormous response to that.
And have you bought scales?
I haven't bought some yet, but I was just basically going to read out a few of the things that people had sent to us. everybody sent something slightly different. There's millions of, obviously, scales out there that connect to
and
your phone
via
Bluetooth.
And they can do BMI, they can do your foot positioning, they can do fat content, they can
do
everything.
All of that stuff.
I'm a bit upset you haven't brought the scales here for us to play with.
No, well, what I first of all wanted to do is thank everybody for sending me all the messages. And then I have put some in general that I think I was going to buy. We're getting so many messages now, it's hard to keep on top of. But first of all, Ebelbeck has messages to say about looping, that you can do something with the dubbing and you can turn off the dubbing in looping and put on the original language and subtitles.
Ah,
did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so quite a few people have messaged this as well to say that you can do this with looping.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
So, I don't know. Are you watching the dubbed version?
Yes, and it's really... I mean, I have to say that it is dubbed well.
Yes.
But it took me a whole first episode to not be annoyed by it. I was annoyed through the whole first episode. Mm. And also... You know, I am French. I speak French. So it's very frustrating because it's in French. I would understand it.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a much better viewing experience. So thank you very much, Ebelbeck. I will do that.
Yes. Oh, this is Emma Owen. So great to have the podcast back again. I couldn't get those words out. I wanted to say there is a free version of MyFitnessPal. So you don't have to subscribe to the paid one. I did know this, but I just felt obliged to subscribe.
But do you get extra things if you subscribe? Because you are using it a lot.
Yes, you do get extra things, I think. But I was originally using it unsubscribed. It was when you said, I've just bought it. I thought, I'm buying it as well then. It was you that bought it.
It's funny, we're quite competitive like that. If you do something, I want to do it.
Yeah. But what Emma Owen is also saying is if you're working out using a Garmin watch, it can automatically sync to your calorie burn on MyFitnessPal. That's quite good, isn't it?
It must do that with an Apple Watch, no?
You would have thought so, wouldn't you? But thanks,
that's what I have.
Emma, for that. Anyway, I guess I did want to say a big thank you to everybody that sent me scales messages. I'm going to buy a set of scales around the £40 mark that do all the BMI stuff and all of that jazz. Mm-hmm. And then it connects to an app and you can store all the information and track your weight.
I mean, I think also it's worth mentioning that scales can be quite dangerous in the wrong hands. I feel like they're good for you because you want to put on weight.
I've never owned a pair of scales.
I feel like some people, and myself included, I have been one of these people, can get too into weighing themselves. So when I was trying to lose my baby weight, I was probably weighing myself every day. And I would kind of put on a pound, I'd lose a couple of pounds, but I'd be sort of obsessed with how much I'd put on. I cannot remember, you made me weigh myself weeks ago, just because we should know, like you were like, how much do you weigh? I was like, I've got no idea. But I haven't weighed myself since then, and before that I hadn't weighed myself in months. Mm. I just go by how tight are my trousers.
Yes.
Okay. Can I get my trousers okay or not?
And then you realise they're my trousers.
Trousers fit me quite nicely.
Yeah, well, I'm slim around the hips.
Yeah, you are. Mm. Anyway.
Yeah.
But, like, just be careful with the weighing yourself out there, please, people.
Claire Blackburn. I went to school with Claire. She's messaged a few times. She says, Dearest Davina and Mikey, just to let you know, I was feeling a bit down and was starting to spiral. So I decided to put on the podcaster and potter around my small garden. And I feel so much better. Thanks
Yay!
So much for brightening my day. That is great, isn't it?
Well done, Claire.
Well, it's very nice that the podcast has that effect. Great. One other thing I did want to say is these welly boots. I can't remember whether we talked about these.
I'm not sure if we have, but I have got a pair of these boots. And it is important to say that Tololo Boots did gift me.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
wow.
Years ago, two years ago, a pair of these boots. And I am obsessed.
So they're called Tololo?
Tololo.
Tololo. On Instagram, they're
T-A-L-O-L-O.
Called Tololo boots. And they are a mixture of a cowboy boot and a welly.
Mm-hmm.
So when they messaged me this week, I thought, what? Like, this is you in a nutshell. Mm. You are a Wellington cowboy boot.
Mm.
And then I realised that you've got some, you're way ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. But I thought more people should know about this, right?
And they are festival perfect.
There's so many, like, perfect ones. These snakeskin ones.
Stop
please,
it.
Look at that.
Those, right. I love those right. So much. The ones I'm just pointing at. So I have already got the cheetah print ones, which are to die for.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that I really love, they're dark brown. I mean, I would wear those just out as a boot.
They look like
they're not
crocodile
like, or something. Yeah, they look like crocodile They've got a kind of amazing print on them. They're brown and they just are so cool.
So their wellies in the style of a cowboy boot.
Yeah.
But I totally agree. They deserved a bigger shout out. If we've talked about them before, then they deserve talking about again. You're going to get a pair for your birthday, obviously. I'm going to tell you which ones.
Okay, good.
I might see if they'll do some bespoke ones. You put my face on each foot.
Oh, that like would that. Be great, Michael.
Yeah, you'd like that?
It's what I've always wanted.
Very good.
I was sent a candle this week, and I opened the package. You know how much I love a candle.
Mm-hmm.
Smells are important.
Yes.
They matter as much as words.
Mm-hmm. Do they?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because I think smells are very evocative of a time in your life, a person,
mm-hmm.
A type of candle can remind you of your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk into a room and it smells, and you don't even have to burn a candle for very long to really infuse
yeah.
a whole room. Anyway, a lot of people start candle companies or wax melt companies
mm-hmm.
and I got sent this candle, and I am quite particular about my candles, as you know.
Yes.
And how they burn, mm-hmm. and do they burn well. So I burnt this candle. Now, first of all, I opened the package, and on the side of it had Miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, that's sad. It's miserable.
Yes.
Then I realised it was from Les Miserables.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the other candles that this business makes, and they are all musicals.
Musicals, okay.
So I got in touch with Blaze, who makes the candles, and Blaze loves musicals and he loves candles.
Okay.
So he has named each one after a candle. So he does two candles, one big, one small.
Okay.
The big one's 225 grams.
Okay.
It burns very evenly.
Oh, okay.
It's 26 quid for the big one.
Mm-hmm.
But the Miserable candle
yeah.
is super nice.
Oh, wow.
I mean, really, really lovely. The smell is so nice. So you can find him on Insta. Again, you know, we love our kitchen
we
sort
do.
Of businesses. And he's called Blaise, B-L-A-I-S-E, George Eliot, E-L-L-I-O-T.
George Eliot? Is that
yeah.
not a famous author or something? It sounds like a
Yes,
like a
I mean, it's,
name,
it's a very
Eliot.
Posh name, isn't it?
It
Blaise,
is very
George
good.
Eliot.
So what other musicals are in there or do you not know? Is the Jersey Boys in there, for instance? Or is there, like, Joseph and his Technicolor candle?
You're not that keen on musicals, are you?
Well, every musical I've ever been to is the greatest thing I've ever seen. But if anyone ever says, do you want to go to a musical? I think, no, I could think of better things to do than go to a musical.
What was the one that we recommended on here?
Come Away With Me, Away? Far From Away.
Come From Away.
Was it? That was the one about the where all the planes landed in Northfoundland who'd been diverted after
9/11. God, it was good.
It was good. You're absolutely right.
And you didn't massively want to go to that, and
no.
you did love it.
Yeah.
I think your boys would have quite enjoyed it.
Yes, I'm sure they would.
So let me tell you the other scents that he does.
Okay.
He does Saigon.
Okay.
Miserable. That's my favourite. Well, it's the only one I've
yeah.
had, but it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Opera.
Which must mean Phantom of the Opera, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Wicked.
Yep.
That should be for you.
Yeah, well.
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Perón. Ava Perón.
yeah.
I Hope That You Burn. Oh.
Oh, I don't know what
dear.
That would be.
Yeah.
Nancy, My Dear.
Nancy, My Dear. Mine Hair. Pomata Pie.
I don't know what that is.
La Vie Boheme.
Yep.
Poppins.
Okay. And is there any more? No, that's the full house.
But don't they look nice?
They do look nice. They look like Aesop or some kind of apothecary.
I think they come in a brown glass container.
You got one here, no?
And obviously, it's got a 20-hour burn time per candle. And they're made from beeswax, soy, coconut oil and essential oils. But I can't recommend them high enough. They are really, really nice.
Very good.
There you go.
When do I get to have a sniff of one? Just when I come and see you.
I might just for fun buy the full house.
Yes.
And then we can have a candle
around.
Smelling.
Okay, great.
Extravaganza.
I'd love to know what Wicked smells like. Wicked
smells
smell.
Like you. That's what it smells yeah. like, I tell you.
Okay, I've watched a few things recently, but the thing I'm most excited about
yes.
is this Friday. So if you're listening to this on the Friday, which would be what, the 29th?
Yes.
Would it be the 30th?
It's the 28th.
So it would be the 30th on Friday.
Yeah.
Alan Partridge this time.
Oh!
I know. Second series of This Time with Alan Partridge is on this Friday at 9:30.
And we need to very, very highly recommend the first series. I mean, we have talked about it before. Yes. It is it's so funny.
But a very good friend of mine who works in telly just posted on Facebook last night. He said, just watched the preview episode of This Time. He said, utterly superb.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, everybody, before I've even seen it, I'm going to recommend that for a start.
Great.
It looks great. There's a few things on Instagram, like little clips and stuff like that, which just look perfect. So that's one thing. I've watched two things recently. One is the Murdoch documentary that's on the BBC. It's a three-part documentary called The Rise of the Murdochs.
Yeah.
Now, I know a bit about the Murdochs.
Is it on the iPlayer?
It's on the BBC iPlayer at the moment. The thing about them, I guess, if you're of our age, then you've not, you just literally can't avoid the Murdochs.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been around now for such a long time.
Mm.
And then obviously they've had such a big impact on everybody's lives. Mm. One, obviously, with the phone hacking scandal, which you know more about.
Well, I mean, if I hadn't been phone hacked, I would have been insulted.
Yeah, I know.
But the phone hacking scandal was massive. I mean, what was quite weird at the time was I was so paranoid because I just didn't understand how really private information, like the fact that I was pregnant, that I just didn't tell anybody except for my parents. I thought that my parents' phone was tapped. But actually they were reading my listening to my voice messages on my phone. But I sent a private detective down to my parents' house to sweep their house with a bug. Because then I thought I had this lovely guy that used to drive me called Peter, who I really miss.
Yes.
And he passed away, sadly. And he drove me for years and years and years and years, just to jobs, you know, to and from jobs sometimes. I started distrusting him, which was a horrible feeling because I knew in my heart he'd never, ever, ever do anything. But I just was like, I don't understand how... I was like thinking, you know, Jackie and Mark, is there somebody that's like leaking information? But actually it wasn't anybody, you know, that my friends were all very trustworthy. But that actually I was being hacked. So I did feel like I was going mad.
Well, episode one is a kind of establisher of who the Murdochs are, where they came from and what they do. And episode two is all about the hacking scandal and how it literally brought the kind of empire or the dynasty to its knees. There's a lot of great footage in there. Brilliant interviews with Hugh Grant and Max Mosley. I didn't realise the important role that he played.
I don't either.
So Max Mosley was the head of Formula One.
Yes,
for a
I remember.
Long time, yeah.
And they did the whole thing of him with his... S&M and...
Yes, but what was interesting about him, his father was actually the leader of the British Fascist Party.
Yes,
and
I remember.
His mother was good friends with Hitler and people like that. So he had this kind of strange backstory anyway.
Mm.
And then, obviously, he'd been having group sex, I think, with a bunch of women, all consenting. And I don't believe any of them...
Yeah, all consenting, but it was like a big S&M thing. It was quite shock. It was quite a scandal.
Yes,
at
but
the
they'd
time.
Said... They said the Nazi, you know, sex orgy party, and they had him saying he was dressed as a Nazi and all that stuff. All of that was not true, but he decided to take
him
on.
Oh, was it not?
No, virtually none of it was true.
Oh, God,
other than
I thought that, it...
that he was having group sex. That was true.
Yeah.
But there was nothing Nazi-themed about it, and it was all consensual, you know, it was fine. It was just, you know, it was just the fact that he was married, I guess, and fair enough,
so,
you know.
Yeah.
He went to his wife and he explained and all the rest of it, but... He just thought, it's not fair that you're allowed to say this about me when none of these things are true. Anyway, he took them to court and he won.
Oh, God.
First time they ever won the case against the News of the World. And then when the phone hacking thing came out, he just thought, do you know what? It's just not on. So what he started to do was to bankroll people suing the News of the World. So he bankrolled John Prescott for suing for phone hacking. He started to back people to say to them, he said, look, I'll be your insurance policy. If you lose, I'll pay the damages. But if you win, then, you know, give me, I don't know what he said, but maybe 5% or something like
that. Wow.
So I had no idea, but he said, there's a great bit of him where he just says, he said, the thing about Murdoch really is I'm a bit of a nightmare for him because one, I've nothing to lose. Two, I've got a lot of money. And three, I'm very experienced and I know how this thing works, you know. And he said, I'll not stop, you know, I'm still going.
Oh my
because what
God.
Happened to Max Mosley's family is that his son fell off the wagon, out of recovery and ended up dying of a drug overdose.
From that?
Well, he says it's literally, it tore his family so badly apart, the story, and the subsequent stories
that came back, a bit of pressure
upon the family. So he's just relentlessly wants to ruin the Murdoch empire, you know. So that's
this is like a Netflix drama waiting to happen. I mean, I know Succession is loosely based on...
Well, we've talked about Succession, we've recommended it, and lots of people have talked about it, but I quite like Succession, but I would like it more now, I think, now to see how closely related it is to the Murdochs.
But do you think it was that closely related?
Yes, because this whole thing, the rise of the Murdoch dynasty, is him looking, because they even use the word succession 4 or 5 times in the documentary.
Yeah.
Because he needs a successor, really.
Right.
And Liz went off and did her own thing, as you know, and then you've got the two brothers.
Yes.
Both of them seem utterly useless, as far as I can tell.
Yes.
He went to the select committee, James, with his dad, and his dad pretended to be like an idiot, and James had to kind of firefight all these questions about phone hacking, but it's farcical, you know, the whole thing's bizarre, really. But what is amazing out of it was just the sheer power that he had over British politics from, I would have thought, 1990 right through till probably, you know, quite recently.
But what does it say in the documentary that he's still at the head of his family?
Well, the final episode, I think, is called The Comeback, which is him rising from the ashes, essentially, after the phone hacking scandal and all the rest of it.
He's the kind of person that would just rise and rise again.
Like, yes.
He's just...
And of course, I mean, he's married initially, then he gets divorced, then he marries the other lady where they have 2 kids, then they get divorced, and of course now he's married Jerry Hall.
Mm.
And the wedding and everything's in this documentary. It's absolutely fascinating, you know, because you think, why bother getting married? I don't understand. But of course, it's a massive PR spectacle. Patel's there. Like every politician you could think of is at the wedding. Yeah.
He might have loved, like, he might be in love with her, and want to get married because he loves her. I'm just being devil's advocate here.
You could absolutely be right. I'm sure they do love each other.
Okay.
But why you'd need to do a huge public wedding, I don't know. Why couldn't you just do a private wedding, you know?
Oh, was it huge public?
It's enormous.
Yeah. Oh, is
and
it?
It's in central London. God, all the world's press are there.
Do you know what you're doing?
What?
You're making me really want to watch it.
It's really good.
Is it?
And then, of course, he doesn't back Trump at the beginning of the Trump campaign. He decides not to. And he gets Fox News to turn on Trump in the primaries. And there's a brilliant interview where they do those big debates. And Trump's come out for the very first time as a candidate in the primaries. And Fox throw all these kind of misogynistic questions at him, trying to trip him up. And of course, he navigates it amazingly well. And of course, flips, really, because everybody thinks it's going to be a disaster. Even Murdoch tweets, "What the hell are you doing, Trump? You're embarrassing yourself and all your friends." He actually tweets that publicly. And then, of course...
What, is Murdoch on Twitter?
Yeah, well, he certainly was. Whether he is anymore or not, I don't know.
My God, I'm going to go and look him up right now.
Anyway, it's great. And I'm on the last half of the final episode, which is the build-up to Trump. And I guess at some point Fox News backs Trump and bingo, they're away. But
I would like to just say something.
Yes.
You know, if you were the children of Murdoch, you could very easily just do nothing. And Elizabeth Murdoch is kind of an amazing woman.
Oh. Unbelievable what she's done.
To have gone off on her own and not using her father's influence, just gone off and started your own production company and made it an enormous success. Because I did a show with them.
Yes, Got
and
to Dance.
Was yeah, and it was mega. I mean, she's like, she is a force of nature.
Yeah.
And I think to have a successful dad and to live, I mean, not just successful, like a giant, you know, government... influencing father it's huge shoes to fill.
There's a really interesting
she would be a natural choice, wouldn't she?
Yeah, but
as
successor she's out, as it would seem. What is interesting is there's loads of footage from a documentary they obviously all did, the Murdochs, in Australia about 10 years ago. Well, Liz seems to criticize her dad quite a bit, but also his wife, like she did not like his wife. So you've got the feeling that that was never going to happen. They were never going to come together. But who knows? I mean, you know, there's plenty of time left. But Murdoch looks older and older. And it wouldn't surprise me if he's only got 2 or 3 years left in him. Anyway, I have loved this. It's on IMDb at 7.7. There's 3 one-hour episodes on the iPlayer. I think if you're interested in popular culture and politics and all the things that have gone over the last 30 years, you should definitely watch it because everything's in there, from pop music to politics to... you know, obviously all the and phone hacking scandal.
And you learn so much. Yes. I mean, you just talking about Max Mosley was really interesting. I remember that scandal. I remember the words, but I didn't know that he'd taken them to court. I didn't know that he won.
Yeah.
You never hear about that stuff because they try and keep it so quiet.
Mm. And the fact that he was bankrolling all these people to take
them
to court.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And the reason they were settling out, of course, try and keep all this information out of the public domain.
Yeah.
They were just thinking, well, pay him off, you know. It's brilliant. But the reason we have the politicians we have, I would have thought 70% of it's due to whatever Murdoch decided. The reason Blair won, the reason Brown didn't win, the reason Cameron won. I mean, it's shocking, really. Anyway, it's really good and it's free.
Great. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I would like to talk to you about somebody that I happened across by mistake. You know, on Instagram, when you go to an account and they show a picture of something and you think, oh, I wonder what that's about. And you read the blurb and they tag in the person that was responsible for that picture.
Yes.
And you think, oh, I'm going to just... Mm. And you click through to that account and then you go, wow.
Yes.
So I like to be clean and I like my house to be clean, but behind my cupboard doors is quite chaotic.
Yes, it is.
So
that's not a euphemism for anything. It just is fact.
So, like, kitchen cupboards, fridges, things like that, chaos.
Yes.
And the person in my house who deals with that is Tilly.
Yep.
So Tilly's extraordinary. She will come down, she'll go, Mum, I'm going to organise your coat cupboard. Mm. And she'll put them in colour coordinations and then steal half of them. But she is my organiser. I have found somebody online who lives in Hertfordshire.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
But she will travel, called Lucy.
Uh-huh.
And her website is called organisedbylucy.com. Now, she's worked in interiors and in design in London and Sydney. And her blurb says that she just wants to make spaces usable, accessible, but this is what I loved, but most of all, peaceful.
Oh.
And I thought, that is so true, that when you live in a house that is kind of clear of clutter, and when you open a cupboard, it's almost anxiety reducing.
Yes.
You just think, it does bring... She is the Marie Kondo of Britain.
I think I know what that means.
You know, Marie Kondo was the woman who said, does it spark joy?
Okay, no, I didn't know that.
You take everything out of your cupboard.
Yeah.
Everything out of your wardrobe. And you pick it up and you go, does this spark joy? If it doesn't spark joy, it goes.
Really?
And then, you know, the reason why I roll up my clothes is because of Marie Kondo.
I didn't know that, but I roll up my clothes not because of her, just because that's kind
You're
of
amazing.
Cool.
Well, it's because you just naturally knew how to do that.
Somebody taught me. A guy called Paul Smith.
What?
Not the Paul Smith, sadly.
God, isn't that funny? Paul Smith and Michael Douglas together.
Yeah, I know.
I love it. So, she does interior styling. And she does free 30-minute consultations.
Mm-hmm.
And she will travel. And she asks for a deposit of £30. But I want to show you quickly, Michael, because I got so excited by it.
Uh-huh.
Look at the pictures. So if you go to her website and you spool down, she then shows you various things that she's organised. Look at the joy of this. Now, that she specialises basically in things like larder cupboards. So it's like decanting. Are you all right? You're very windy today. You seem very sort of burpy, windy. Is it coffee?
I'm drinking coffee and it's giving me a...
Little windy pops.
Or reflux, yeah.
But it's not just Tupperware. It's like pretty organising boxes.
Oh, nice.
Ways everything has a place. Mm. But when you open your cupboards, everything looks correct. Oh, that was it. It was Derek.
From the Masked Singer.
Mm. She went down and organised his wardrobe.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, look at that. So she does lots of wardrobes. She does toy rooms, kids' toy rooms. But look at the fridge.
Yeah, the fridge
looks amazing.
The fridge
really made me so happy. Mm. A lot of kitchens, but also rooms. She will style a room.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought, what a great idea. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are lots of other room designers or interior designers that can do the same thing. But she's just a name that I got. She's in, she's north of London, but she said she would travel. So anybody around the south, I'm sure she would come to.
I do think your house is a representation of your brain in some ways, you know.
Mm. Well, that's exactly it. Behind all my cupboard doors is absolute chaos. That is me.
Yeah, well, I'm the same. I mean, you've been in my car, right? I mean, it's just like a skip, essentially, of everything that I've ever bought over the last 6 months is in there. But once you tidy it, once it's tidied and clean, your brain all of a sudden settles down. I think it feels like it is.
It's really important.
A euphemism for what's going on in your own life. You know, it's bloody marvellous to get organised. I absolutely love it. Good. Well, I've got an Instagram account for you, which I stumbled across this the other day. I don't know what it was, but I showed it to my son and Sonny said, oh, is that the artist guy? I was like, yeah. How do you know about the artist guy? And he says, oh, we all follow him at school. So it's this guy here. How would you pronounce that surname?
Chris Breyer.
Chris Breyer. And he's just called Chris Breyer, all one word. 117,000 followers.
What?
But basically, he's an artist from Buffalo, New York, and he obviously sells his paintings and stuff like that. But he does this thing where he colour matches anything that he's looking at, right? So let's have a look at this one here. You can have a little look. So he's going to try and colour match to that pair of scissors there. Now he does, he just gets a little card and then he just uses the primary colours and then eventually he gets such a good match that you can't see where it starts and where it stops. So he puts a tiny bit of red in,
Bit
of white in, until eventually it's like, bink, what?
But this is what I love about social media, that you find people that have gone so unbelievably niche.
Yeah.
That they turn their obsession... For example, Lucy, who loves tidying, she has carved herself a profession from liking tidying, which is amazing. But what would he use? Why does he do this?
Oh, I think it's just for fun, essentially.
But I mean,
I think
look, 89,000 views.
But he did a really good one, which I've slightly lost. So he did one of a CD. So you know a CD is like a mirror type thing?
Yes.
And then he held this little piece of card in front of it and he said, oh, I'm going to match the colour to the CD.
Mm.
And you think, well, how can you match the colour to a CD? Like, it's a CD. And then he does it and you go, what? How have you managed to do that? So if you have a quick flick through his Instagram page, it's really good, but it's very nice little, like if you've got 5 minutes to yourself.
But that's the kind of place you'd get lost for an hour.
Yes, you could easily get lost.
I mean, a disaster.
So this one of the coin here. So you can see there's a lighter bit of the coin and then a darker bit of the coin.
Yes.
So, you know, he starts with a bit of black and then he tells you what he's doing. If you listen, you know, he'll go like...
Yeah, wait till the light up.
It's Bob.
So it looks too blue to me, so I had some words. Isn't it? Right to it. He's got white.
Bob Ross.
Bob
it's
Ross.
Like doing a similar sort of thing.
But then he starts putting brown in there and blue in there and you think...
You've lost it. He's lost it. He's lost it. He's lost it. He's never going to bring it back again.
It's got whiter.
He's going to go whiter.
I think it needs a little bit of yellow.
Oh, yellow.
So you wouldn't have thought yellow?
Just a touch of phthalo blue. Try and light it just slightly. Just a little more yellow.
Oh!
Yeah, right. All of a sudden you go, oh!
I'm going too much.
It's good, isn't it?
Oh my God, that's really clever.
So I've really enjoyed this guy. Every day I just have a quick look and see what
and
he's column at.
Just quickly, just show me how many people are following him again.
117,000.
117,000. Yeah. That is ridiculous.
But that's what Instagram needs, isn't it? It's like a little hook. So of course he's an artist, but how do you hook in an audience? So you just do this little colour matching.
But he doesn't show any of his art.
No, well, I think there must be. You must be able to go to his shop or something like that. Yeah, you're right. I haven't seen his art, but maybe that... Paintings, prints, and recommended art supplies, etc. And then there's a link.
Love it.
But he's great. I really love accounts like that. Okay, I've got something for you. Or have you got something for me?
Well, I mean, I've always got something for you. What do you want? Like, do you want to do something? I feel like you wanted to say something.
Yes, I do. Go on. Very nearly didn't say this last week because we ran out of time. And then I thought, I've really got to talk about it. I've got to get it off my chest.
Get it off your chest.
It's called The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on Disney Plus, you'll be pleased to know.
Mm, good.
And it's a spin-off of the whole Star Wars saga. And it's been around now for a couple of years. And I kept looking at it and thinking, I'm not going to like that. I liked Star Wars as it was. Mm. I don't want a kind of spin-off series.
Can I be honest? Go on. That's exactly how I feel.
Totally.
And you are changing.
I don't want to cheapen the Star Wars legacy or the saga or anything about it. But... One thing I did love was always the outfit of Boba Fett. Boba Fett's the bounty hunter who's in, I think, The Empire Strikes Back.
It's interesting because I call him Boba Fett.
Do you? Mm. Yeah. I mean, I was always struggling with Bono as well. He was Bono for a long time because of Sonny Bono and then Bono. I was like, well, what is it? What's quite interesting, there's a funny story about Bono gets in a lift and Sonny Bono is in the lift with...
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. And there's an uncomfortable silence. And as the lift opens and Sonny Bono walks out, he turns around and says, "It's Bono." And then the lift shuts.
So passive aggressive.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah. You know. And Bono should have said, "No, it's not. It's Bono." Anyway, so yeah, there's a problem around it, which is why I didn't want to watch it. And lots of people told me to watch it. And I thought, well, I'm not going to. But I love the Boba Fett outfit and the Mandalorian is the Boba Fett outfit. And I thought, God, it does look cool. The helmets are cool and everything about it. But I didn't realise that the Mandalorian are a group of bounty hunters that's part of this thing called the Guild or the Creed. Creed's a funny word, isn't it?
Why?
Do you know what it means? Like,
no.
Because people say, like, colour, ethnicity, creed. And I wonder what's the specific difference about creed compared to ethnicity, for instance. So put it into Google's. Creed versus ethnicity. Who would win in a fight? You're going to get in the film Creed, aren't you? Yeah. Because they say, are you the Creed of the Mandalorian? Meaning, are you an original, I guess, you know?
A system of religious belief, a faith, people of many creeds and cultures, a formal statement of Christian beliefs, especially the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed.
So you're not necessarily born into a creed, it's more of a belief system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they use the word quite a lot, which I thought was quite interesting. Anyway, so here is the Mandalorian. He's been sent on a mission for money to go and collect something for a baddie. The Empire's gone. So this program, The Mandalorian, is set 5 years after the Return of the Jedi.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah,
so
I know
Darth
where we
Vader's
are.
Dead.
Yep.
Emperor Palpatine's dead. The Death Star's been blown up. 5 years has gone. Everybody's disappeared. Who knows where Han Solo is? Probably having sex with Princess Leia somewhere. In a...
But you're done.
What?
No, I'm joking.
Okay. Because they had a kid, right?
I know.
So, you know, there's all this kind of funny stuff going on, but the Empire is essentially dead and the Republic of managing all the planets. So he goes off and he has to he has to track down a little baby. And it's a little baby Yoda.
Oh, not to kill.
Not to kill, but to turn over to the baddie. But in the process of turning it over to the baddie, he slightly falls for the little Yoda. He realises that the Yoda's kind of special, but he doesn't necessarily know why. And then the Yoda saves his life at some point by doing something magical with his hands, you know. And the Mandalorian thinks, God, this Yoda thing's quite creepy. He doesn't know what it's called or anything. He just calls him the kid.
Are you giving away a lot of...
No, not really. I mean, this is episode one or two. You know, he's got this thing. And then he realises that he wants to protect... the baby and take it somewhere where it needs to be, and we don't quite know where that is yet, but he needs to try and find a Jedi or something.
And
like
how many eps in the series?
I think there's 8 episodes in the series, 2 series, so I'm on
episode... I said there's only 2 series.
Yeah, so season
God, are you you watch it so much. Like every night you're going to watch The Mandalorian. Do you only watch one ep per night?
We watch one ep per night with the kids,
oh.
Yeah. But I can't tell you how good it is. It's really good. I mean, if you like Star Wars, it's like, what are you doing? What are you waiting for? Go and watch it.
God, I'm going to watch it.
Every episode's like a mini episode of a Star Wars movie. And there's loads of little back references to things. There's TIE fighters, there's X-Wing fighters in there, there's Stormtroopers in there. It's all this stuff. But on top of that, the baddie, the lead baddie...
Yes?
...is the greatest baddie of all time.
Stop it.
Los Poros Hermanos from Breaking Bad. Gus Fring?
Yes?
He's the baddie.
Oh,
I know, right?
My God. Did you all freak when
yes.
you saw him?
So the big TIE fighter comes down, it opens up, and he walks out with a cloak and the Darth Vader type gear on, but not the helmet.
Oh, my God.
And you just go, oh, my God, it's Gus Fring from Breaking Bad. We can't believe it, you know. And he's so evil, that guy, anyway. So he's the perfect baddie. It's just, I just love it. So I've got two episodes left.
And explain to people, because I think I thought that it was a cartoon. It's not.
It's not a cartoon. No, it's shot just like a Star Wars is shot. But what Disney have got is access to all that technology in Star Wars. So it's not like watching some kind of CBBC drama or something. Mm. You're watching a very high-end, massive production values, brilliant light speed chases through space, planets to planets, everything. I mean, it's like, wow, you know, this is should be on the cinema.
None of that means anything without a good story.
It's a brilliant story. Mm. I mean, each episode's the same thing. The Mandalorian goes somewhere to try and find somewhere for the baby to go. And somebody says, I'll help you, but as long as you help me do something first. Mm. And he goes, okay, I'll help you. What do you need me to do? They need to kill something. Then they kill something. And then he goes on to the next bit of the journey. So you do kind of find yourself going, oh, I wonder who he's going to help in this episode, you know. But you can forgive its faults because it's just great. But I assume at some point we are going to bump into either Luke Skywalker or maybe Han Solo or something. I don't know, but it's really exciting.
And there's going to be a film, no? There must be a movie.
There's a series 3 is due out next year.
But they've got to make a movie of The Mandalorian, haven't they?
I don't know. I don't think they need to. I think it's great as a series. It's so good. But there was a character that turned up in it last night from The Empire Strikes Back and from Eternal
Jedi. Oh,
wow. Somebody... That.
Don't say anything.
No, no. But it's just like, oh, me and Joel were like, oh my God, I can't believe it. You know, I've always wondered what he would have looked like. Yeah, Sonny was there as well.
Okay.
But, you know, he's not as engaged as...
No, but I was worried that, like, he'd missed it.
But,
can I quickly talk about something?
Well...
Because we were... Okay,
let me just finish this. Because 8.8 on IMDb.
Wow.
Yes. With the final episode being 9.3. On IMDb, and there's lots of 8s and 9s, 9.1. You know, it rates really well. So if you remotely like Star Wars, you've got kids, or you just want to escape, Mandalorian, Disney Plus. I believe it's free for the first 6 months, Disney Plus.
Yes.
So get it for 6 months and boom, you're out.
Amazing.
Good. Okay.
I would really, really, really like to talk about Line of Duty because the final episode is this weekend.
Okay.
And Line of Duty, because you were just talking about The Mandalorian and the production values that Disney Plus brings.
Yeah.
You know, when they make something, they've got the money and the assets and the ways of making sci-fi that can really kind of up the ante in terms of quality.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because Line of Duty is a BBC One drama and... You know, the BBC don't have the same kind of money as the Netflix do or whatever. But Line of Duty is an absolute juggernaut of a series for them. So it started in 2012.
It's been around for a while. They're not
2012. And I'm going to let you finish your grape.
Sorry. I put in the juiciest grape and then I realised it's going to be really noisy. Okay, I've done it. I'm not going to eat another one.
So it started in June 2012, and it got 4.1 million viewers.
Okay,
then
that's really
which
good.
was seen as a huge success.
Anything
for the
over
BBC.
4 mil, yes,
exactly,
brilliant.
And it stars Vicky McClure,
yep,
Martin Compton, and Adrian Dunbar. Now, Vicky McClure, I got to know through my absolute obsession with Line of Duty. So I think it was series 2 or 3, I put out a tweet, or I put out a shot on Instagram just going, I am obsessed with this woman. What a great actor. You've got to watch this if you haven't seen it. Catch up on all the previous episodes, previous series. And then she answered and sort of went, oh my God, I can't believe it. So she came on the Nightly Show when I was presenting, and she was amazing. And ever since then, we've been quite good friends. And you and I have gone out for dinner with Vicky.
Yes, we have, yes.
And her lovely hairdresser. Mm-hmm. And we had a lovely time. And she is the nicest. Is she not the nicest woman?
Yes, very nice. Well, you know,
oh my God.
She's almost northern. She's from Nottingham.
She's so lovely. Yeah. But not only that, she was telling us about the other cast, and I have had the great pleasure of interviewing Adrian Dunbar a couple of times before for theatre and things like that when I was doing this show called Good Stuff, which was about culture and theatre in London. Anyway, and you and I were also at dinner once, and we were sat next to Adrian Dunbar.
It was quite creepy. I thought I was going to get arrested.
So it's written by Jed Mercurio. Mm-hmm. It has got unbelievable ratings at the moment because it feels like we are culminating. We are just about to find, over the various series, we've been trying to find out who the fourth member of this sort of series of corrupt coppers are. And we know he's called H, and we don't know who H is. And it's so funny when you look online, there's so many things. Somebody's sort of saying, oh, this word, if you take the H out of that word, it spells blah, 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 or something. You know, there's just so many kind of cryptic clues flying all over the place. People are reading stuff into. There's even a really, really funny podcast on BBC Sounds. If you like Line of Duty, you have to listen to this podcast. It's called Obsessed with Line of Duty. And they talk over everything. They go over everything. And the final is on Sunday.
Okay, that's the big final, the grand finale. Are you going to find out, or are they going to leave
you? I don't know. Okay. But what I would like to say is that if you haven't seen it, you know, it doesn't have the same production values as the big kind of Netflix shows, but it really, really does have just one of the greatest storylines and fantastic acting and great British actors. In all of the... Keely Hawes has been in it.
Yes.
Tandy Newton's
Tandy
been
Newton,
in it.
Yes.
And Kelly McDonald's in it at the moment. She's amazing. I mean, just the quality of British actors in this series is so high, and the storyline is so good, and the script is so good, that it just doesn't matter about the production values that... It's just a really, really good cop drama.
Yes, I agree with that, really. I think the stories... good enough, and the writing's good enough, you can forgive a whole bunch of stuff, like, because we know we're watching actors and we know it's being filmed and we know this is all set up and staged, but that you could just forgive all of that as long as the story is dragging you along appropriately.
And you know, 11 think, million people can't be wrong. I mean,
absolutely,
it got 11,
that is amazing.
11 million viewers last weekend, I think.
That's more people than watch the Oscars.
Yes. How weird is that? Look at the production value on that.
Yeah,
so I'm really happy for them, and I just hope it keeps going forever, because this is it's a very enduring, and I'm rather like in love with these characters. I'd be very, 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 very sad to see them go.
The carvery alert. Remember last week I talked about a carvery?
Yes.
And somebody did say, it's one in Tunbridge Wells.
Stop it.
Yeah, so
what?
It says, this is from Joe, teacher of two. And it says, I have missed the podcast so much. I'm currently listening to the new ep. And you mention a middle-class carvery. Well, I have good news for you. I live in Pembury.
Yes, I know Pembury
In T. Wells.
Yes.
And I live next door to the Black Horse Pub, which delivers the best carvery. $18.95 for a huge selection of meat.
No.
All week and all the trimmings, plus a pudding.
No. The Black, I'm looking it up right now. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and it
horse
says...
Horse pub. I'm going
to... You need to try it. And then it says, and wave over the wall if you do, because I live next door.
Oh,
and
okay.
And I've never missed an episode.
Oh.
And it says, say Joe from over the wall has sent you if you do.
Okay, amazing.
And then it says, genuinely, I've used so many of your recommendations and I'm pleased... I finally have one for you. So that's Joe Brooks.
Oh, God,
thanks.
I'm really excited.
Joe, it's great, yeah. So that's good, isn't it? And somebody else had said the Ned.
Do you think it's
do on a Sunday, do a carvery. You know the Ned?
Really?
Yeah. Which
I mean, that's not even middle class. That's like posh.
Yeah, it's posh, isn't it?
That's really posh. That's in London, the Ned in London.
Yes. There you go. Posh carvery is available at the Soho Farmhouse.
That's also quite posh, yeah.
£28, really posh. Check it out. I know.
28 quid for
that's
a Camry.
That's all right, isn't it? Yeah.
Can I just speak to Joe very quickly?
Yeah, go on, Joe. I sort of need to know
if it's the Black Horse...
Pembrey, that one it'll be.
In Pembrey? Yeah, because there are two. There's one in Tunbridge Wells and there's one in Pembrey.
No, she said it was Pembrey, I think.
Okay, perfect.
But she'll message us back, I'm sure.
Okay, perfect.
Robin Parry says, they've improved the Audible app. You can now purchase on the Audible app.
Stop it!
I went into the app and suddenly it says you can use your token without leaving the app. Maybe you guys had some influence.
Oh, Robin, thank you so much for letting us know.
This has been causing me quite a lot of anxiety because I knew somewhere in these messages I'd sent someone a message that said, we'll try and read this out next week, thanks.
And you'd lost it.
And I'd lost it. And I was feeling very anxious about it. Because when I tell somebody I'm going to do something...
you really care.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I say I'm going to do something, I'd like to think that I would do
good.
So thank the Lord, Robin. I managed to find your message there. But great, because I love the Audible app. I bought Jordan Peterson's new book in the Audible app.
Oh, yes. I'm still ploughing through the old Jordan Peterson book on the Audible app.
I think he's better if you read his book. I mean, he's got a great voice.
I think it's better if you read his book because he...
But I'd rather see him when he speaks spontaneously... And hearing him read his book is very concise, but it seems less enjoyable or less engaging.
I like
engaging
him on Instagram.
Yeah, he's great.
He said something really amazing on Instagram yesterday.
Let's just see if there is anything else we should read out, because I'd put a lot here. Teenage boys will be in absolute heaven.
Back posh Carvery's, the Ned on Sunday, that was the Ned.
Is that the Ned on Sunday?
Yeah.
Wait, I've never been to the Ned. Have you been to the Ned?
No.
Well, let's go maybe as soon as they open up. Let's go.
Let's go and have a Carvery.
It says expensive, oh my God, but it does lobster.
A lobster Carvery.
You know, I went to Boston once on a press trip thing. And they did this something on the menu called lobster poppers. And I was like, I wonder what they are. Everyone's lobster mad.
Is that in little deep fried little lobster?
It's in a Yorkshire pudding.
Oh!
They're deep fried in Yorkshire pudding.
Shut up!
You know, I was like,
that sounds amazing.
What the hell is this? It was a mixture between like something like child's food or like the most amazing kind of sweet treat you've ever had.
Wow. Because
it's like sweet and it's not fishy lobster, is it? But it's kind of weird. Anyway, that's what a lobster popper is, by the way, folks. Well, great. It's great to be back, right?
Very good.
I'm going to save this for next week. I'm going to save the garlic butter for next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what scales I bought next week as well.
I'm going to talk about a Pilates reformer table.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you getting one? It's too expensive.
I'm not because it
it's
takes...
Massive, right?
No, it's not even that.
Okay.
I want to talk about it next
week. Oh, okay. Let's talk about that next week.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you all next Friday.
See you later.